as one of those figures who helped with negotiations behind the scenes in the past, Harald, my goodness, a decade ago, how do you feel when you hear about these institutions on the brink of collapse?
Oh, very, very disappointed. Very, very, very disappointed. We can't let it go. We mustn't allow it to go. And I don't hear anybody wanting them to go down. There are those who would love to see it topple.
And yet the DUP and Sinn Féin are saying it's likely it'll happen.
We'd be back into a very dangerous situation. Very dangerous, and we'd be dealing with something else if these all collapse.
What do you think we'd be dealing with? Spell it out.
Well, I think when there's a political vacuum, you leave space for other people to move in, as they have in the past, and as they are waiting to do in the shadows, and that must not be allowed to happen.
Do you think we would return to significant violence on the streets?
I think there are those who would exploit that that space.
But we're all beyond those days. It wouldn't go back to the
There's
bad old days.
There's not support them in the community, but listen, we know it only takes a few people who are committed who could actually create the kind of awful situation that we fear. We don't want to go back there. There isn't a will in the community. We put our politicians there in Stormont, and we are asking them now to deliver what we... There is sincerity in all of this. I've listened to people in both the main parties and in other parties, and there is sincerity in their concern for the vulnerable people in our society. Let's not dismiss it as just party politics badgering. There is a genuine concern.